Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, I'm pleased. I'm excited to have my guests that are with me right now, but I have to tell you that there's a caveat that comes with that, and I'll explain that momentarily. Let me introduce them to you first. I want to introduce my co-host, Rick Manning of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, good to have you. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Pastor Greg.
You bet. And Dee Dee Logeson, who's the Executive Director of Save the Persecuted Christians. Dee Dee, thank you for being with us today. I greatly appreciate you joining us.
I love being here, Pastor Greg. Thank you.
Absolutely. And then I want to introduce our very special guest. And that's why there is some hesitation in my voice relative to the level of excitement, if you will. So many people are running around talking about the vaccine, the injection. I've had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been with us, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Aaron Naputi, Dr. Judy Mikovits, a variety of experts. Dr. Brian Hooker has been with us as well. Dr. Pina McCullough is out there talking about these things as well. And there is a site, openvares.com, where you can go. You can discover that there have been 16,766 deaths associated with this vaccine, 798,000 reports, 1.624 million vaccine adverse events. And I have two personal children, my youngest who has cerebral palsy and had a stroke as a direct result of vaccine, and my eldest who has some challenging issues as a result as well of vaccine. This is very near and dear to my heart, and I want to welcome Marty Hudson, Vaccine Science Research Foundation. Marty, welcome. I applaud your bravery in coming on the program today to share with us your experience and to highlight for people who are running around making false claims about conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy, folks, when it is a reality. And Marty is living that reality. Marty, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Sorry.
No. Are you kidding me? No. This is, look, there are many millions of people who have been injected, who took this, who said, I'm going to trust these medical people. I'm going to trust certain people who are saying that we should take the injection. We aren't. And my main reason for doing it is not that I'm anti-vax, but that I've had personal family experiences and my own personal experiences with issues with vaccines. And so that's why I didn't do it. You know, if they could correct the problems, then hey, that's a good thing. And there are some good ones that they may have done. But Marty, this is a very personal situation. You went, you trusted people, and you went and you got, and which injection did you take?
So on January 20th at 10:15 a.m., I had the one dose of Moderna.
Okay. And of course, Moderna is the one now that in several places they have said we're no longer going to administer Moderna any longer. What has been your experience, Marty, since you took that vaccine from Moderna on the 20th of January?
So I actually had an immediate reaction. It burned and went down my arm, and I felt it, and my hand started itching, my throat started swelling, my lips numb, tingling, my face numb and tingling, and then a complete feeling of like exhaustion. And my heart started racing, but having been told how safe it is, I was trying to ignore and internalize this is safe. It's just me having, you know, anxiety over it. But it continued, got worse. So then I had, I went home, by the way. I couldn't, at that time, I live in a three-story home, and I could barely walk up the stairs. And I just went to bed. And the next day I woke up, I had a headache, again saying, oh, but this is one of the symptoms they tell you you might have. But then I dropped something, and I bent down to pick it up, and I had severe stomach pain. And then I started getting very dizzy. I was bouncing off a wall. The room was spinning. I lay down. I started having noises in my head. It was like a buzzing sound. It was like in my head. I could hear it. I could feel electricity like running through my body. It was like somebody was taking something in the back of my neck and like an electrical shock. Then I started having blood pressure issues I never had before. It was 188 over 101 at the doctor's. And then it was dropping to 88 over 50. And it just went to tingling, to twitching, to brain fog, to chest pain, to just almost every part of the body. And my body was affected by this. And today, almost 9 months. Sorry.
Marty, I'm going to ask you, if you could, put your phone a little bit closer to your mouth so we can hear you really clearly, okay? Please.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's just everything you're saying, it's so important. We have got to get this information out. And your story is so critical, and I'm heartbroken as I'm hearing it. Please continue.
Right. So I'm almost 9 months past the one dose of Moderna. I was told not to get the second. Obviously, I wouldn't have anyway. And I still have the tingling and twitching, brain fog issues, some memory issues. The tinnitus is very bad at times. It was awful.
What is that part? What is that part, Marty? I'm sorry.
Some people call it tinnitus, but tinnitus.
Oh, dear. Tinnitus, you know, yes. Ringing in the ears. Yes. Yes.
So that started at the same time where I was having that brain zapping feeling and electricity. So I started with tinnitus. So I still have that. If you hear a noise in the background, it's a fan running. I have it noise around all the time. So that's to try to ignore that.
Sure.
So it's a continued neurological issue. Believe me, I'm better. And there's some of that are in the vaccine injury group that I'm in that became paralyzed. So I know I'm in a better position than so many, and I am so thankful for that.
Let's talk a little about that. But I want to stay on your situation just for a few more moments, and then I'd like to talk about that. So as you are progressing through this, you're told, okay, look, you're going to have some side effects. These things are going to happen. Could take a couple of weeks for things to kind of, work themselves out, so to speak. At what point did you go back to the doctor and say, look, this isn't good. This isn't right. There must be something else going on here. Help me.
Yeah, I don't remember my first visit to the doctors. And actually, at the time, January, most of the things were telemedicine. And so that was the first call. And actually, they told me to, they prescribed an EpiPen and even advised that I go back and get the second dose. And I pushed back some. I said, well, I'm not sure, but I did get the prescription filled. And they thought, well, maybe it's a sinus infection. I had a lot of head pressure, and so they prescribed antibiotics, got that filled. And then the symptoms just continued, and I called, it was an allergist, immunologist, and called her back because my blood pressure was awful. I mean, it was just going up.
And you had never had blood pressure issues before, correct?
No, I took my blood pressure all the time, and it was 117/77. I was not on any prescription meds.
Okay.
I was biking 15 miles, up to 15 miles a day, walking, running, three or four, swimming, just very active, gardening and everything. So
right.
For my age, very active, traveling and all of that, never had a problem. But so then when I went in the office and when my blood pressure was some high, and we sat down and went through and everything, and that's when they said, do not get the second shot. And she advised I go to a cardiologist. And so she called and got me in fairly quickly to do a stress echo. And that was, I just got a phone call saying it was fine, no follow-up there. But thank God that seems to have normalized for the most part at about 4 months.
Okay.
That was a good thing.
Now,
but in the meantime, the tingling and this twitching was just like uncontrollable and just spontaneous. It was like my leg, my hand, my throat would start, my face, my tongue, was getting numb.
Just debilitating.
So,
just overwhelming and debilitating. At what point did you begin to hear about other people and begin to make contact with others that you're saying to yourself, okay, look, I'm 3 months out now. Obviously there's more to this than what they're actually telling me. Who else is in this boat?
Yeah. So about that time, I'll finish and go there. About that time, I actually went to the hospital. I went to Duke University Medical because I didn't know what was going on. And
A pretty good place. I mean, Duke Medical. That's got a pretty good reputation. Okay, so you go to a very good place. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I went to the emergency room, and then you know my blood pressure was up, which is understandable being there. And so they did, you know, they did an EKG, and they thought I was actually having a stroke. So they did just a brain scan. I sat there for hours and hours, and they did a brain scan and a lot of work, which all typically comes back normal with these, with what we're seeing with the vaccine injury. And the talking to the doctor there, they said, yes, this could be continued reactions to the vaccine. They admitted it, and my other doctor did admit it, because it happened immediately, and they said, well, we don't know. This is new. The virus is new. The vaccines are new. And even people who had COVID and reacted to the vaccine, we just don't know. And that was it. They're, you know, basically go home and follow up with your doctor. And at that point, I just kind of, I said, I'm feeling better. I'm just going to leave, too. Because it just seems there's nothing to be done.
Right, right, right. You're not really feeling better, but there's really no point in continuing to tell them what's going on, because they're telling you there's nothing they can do about it anyway. They don't understand it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at what point did you find out that there were other folks?
So that was the point. It's like, okay, where am I going to get help? So I started just doing searches on social media, and I came across groups, and I just did searches like vaccine tingling, right? Vaccine tinnitus, vaccine, all these other symptoms. And I found that, wow, look, there's a group that has the exact same symptoms that I have on Facebook. And so I joined and I posted my symptoms, and from there, it's like, wow, yeah. I mean, it's so common. It's like many of us are all having these same symptoms from the vaccine. So that's how we came together. And we were taken down, by the way, off of Facebook.
Of course. Of course.
Yep. So, yeah, after there was a press conference with Senator Johnson.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Marty, we're going to take a quick break. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about that. And I want to talk about what people can do, because there's something happening with the FDA we want to get you information about. Come back right after this.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Folks, very important. We're posting this both at my Pastor Greg Young as well as at our chosengenerationradio.com blog section. That is, if WordPress is going to let us do that. There's information. There is a campaign right now. The FDA is considering mandating children 5 to 11, school-age children, getting these mandated vaccines. You can comment at the FDA site to help try to put a stop to the FDA forcing this on children. It is an absolutely unnecessary action. The statistics, the medical, the science does not support this, and we need to take action on behalf of the children. Marty, you've been telling us your story about what happened to you. I know now that you're telling me that you've made contact, and the social media site, of course, did you make contact with, though, that had adverse reactions like your serious reactions to the vaccine?
My goodness. So there are so many different groups worldwide that I'm involved in some of them up to 30,000. There was one that was 60,000. We have a small one that that have some of the same symptoms. That was the one that we were taken down just for sharing our story.
Okay.
Of hope. So now, press conference.
Well, I was going to say now tell me, can you give me some ideas of some of the other people and some of the most, I guess, you know, heart-wrenching stories that you heard?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So the injuries have included stroke, death, paresthesias, vertigo, seizures, paralysis. Many have been diagnosed with POTS, small fiber neuropathy, immune-mediated neuropathy, mast cell activation, Guillain-Barré. I mean, I could go on, MS. That's just to name a few. And many have had serious heart issues as well. One young man died after taking the vaccine. That was the most serious.
Certainly.
The death.
Well, and folks, you know, I was in contact with some people on Facebook. One young lady, her advocate and I communicated together, but she has continuous massive seizures. Uncontrollable, cannot control her body, and she was a very healthy 19-year-old girl, young 19-year-old athlete, okay, an athlete, and her life is devastated. Folks, this is serious, and it has to be stopped. Rick, I know you have a campaign that you're working on real quick. You got just a couple seconds. Go ahead.
I do.
I do. I just want you, there's a rally that you're trying to get people to go to. Could you tell them the date where it is real fast?
Sure. November 2nd at 2:30 at the Supreme Court steps.
Okay. Supreme Court steps in Washington, D.C. on November the 2nd. And what time is that rally at?
2:30 p.m.
November 2nd at the steps of the Supreme Court. Please, please, we need everybody that can be there to be there. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.